A group of about 25 environmental activists stage a sit-in at the Maine Public Utilities Commission to protest the agency's decision to have electricity ratepayers finance a potential expansion of natural gas capacity. Steve Missler has details.
The protest by the group Maine Students for Climate Justice was meant to get the attention of the three commissioners of the PUC. It was specifically designed to oppose the commission's decision in July to have ratepayers underwrite natural gas pipeline expansion. The group had hoped to confront the commissioners in the lobby, but they were informed that only Commissioner Bruce Williamson was in the building, and he would be in meetings until into the evening. Chloe Maxman, a 24-year-old student from Nobleboro, said the group would wait.
We are staying here for 96 minutes, so it's 1 minute for each dollar that the PUC wants us to pay to fund fracked gas infrastructure.
The PUC's decision to greenlight the ratepayer finance expansion immediately drew the ire of environmental groups, which are already working to challenge it in court. They argue that ratepayers should not have to pay for the expansion, especially for fracked natural gas. Alyssa Thompson, a senior at Monmouth Academy, said if the state is going to make ratepayers invest in energy infrastructure, it should be for renewable energy projects. Opponents have also cited a PUC staff report advising against the expansion because Maine ratepayers are unlikely to benefit. The expansion, pegged at roughly $1.5 billion, is in doubt, in part because of a Massachusetts court decision that ruled against ratepayers having to subsidize private gas projects. Spectra Energy has said it hopes to move forward with the expansion. The activists said the sit-in was also a show of solidarity for the Standing Rock Sioux, the tribe protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.